Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, August 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fall to close out a volatile week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 150 points to close at 35,066. The S&P 500 was down 24 points, and the NASDAQ ended the day down 50 points. Investors were focused on the July jobs report, which showed U.S. employers added 187,000 payrolls, about the same as June's numbers. They also continue to weigh the fallout of Fitch Ratings downgrading U.S. credit from AAA to AA+. For the week, the Dow posted a 1.1% decline, the S&P 500 fell 2.3%, and the NASDAQ shed 2.9%, according to FactSet. Looking at stocks, shares of electric car maker Nikola fell 26%. CEO Michael Loescheller stepped down due to a family health matter, and Chairman Steve Gursky has taken over as CEO. Amazon shares rose 8.3% a day after it reported stronger-than-expected earnings. Apple fell 4.8% a day after the tech giant reported a third straight quarter of declining revenue. Elsewhere, shares of cybersecurity company Fortinet suffered a 25% decline, making it the worst-performing stock in the S&P 500, according to Dow Jones Market Data. Company executives said many businesses delayed orders due to uncertainty about the U.S. economy. Fortinet's sharp decline triggered losses elsewhere in the sector. Palo Alto Networks fell about 8%, and CrowdStrike dropped nearly 4.5%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.